Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Amy Held. The Wyoming Republican Party is calling on Representative Liz Cheney to resign from Congress. As NPR's John Ruich reports, Cheney broke with party ranks last month when she voted to impeach President Trump.
A censure resolution published by Forbes says Cheney violated the trust of her voters by backing Trump's impeachment. It calls on her to resign from Congress. Cheney was one of just 10 Republicans in the House of Representatives to vote to impeach Trump for instigating the insurrection at the Capitol on January 6th. The censure is largely symbolic, but it highlights divisions within the Republican Party. It comes just days after House Republicans decided to let Cheney hold on to her leadership role in Congress. She is the Republican Party's third-ranking member in the House. Cheney said in a statement she remains honored to represent Wyoming and will always fight for issues that matter most to the state. John Ruich, NPR News.
The CDC says nearly 60 million coronavirus vaccines have been delivered throughout the U.S., with about two-thirds administered. The FDA is considering emergency use authorization for a third vaccine later this month, as cases and hospitalizations have been declining, deaths from COVID-19 remain persistently high. In Philadelphia, the teachers' union is telling teachers to stay home this week, even though the district is calling back some elementary school teachers to prepare for in-person learning. Emily Rizzo from member station WHYY reports the union says the buildings aren't safe.
The Philadelphia School District threatened union members with disciplinary action if they do not show up on Monday. Local and state officials are urging the district to delay reopening. Councilmember Jamie Gauthier of West Philadelphia says her office has received hundreds of calls from concerned community members.
Our neighborhoods have already been disproportionately impacted by COVID, and so they don't feel confident in this plan. There was no way that I could stand behind what feels like a self-imposed deadline to open.
Jordan says this isn't about teachers wanting to stay virtual, but needing a safe reopening plan. For NPR News, I'm Emily Rizzo in Philadelphia.
In Chicago, some teachers are also due to return to school tomorrow, despite union opposition. The city says if teachers don't show up, they'll be deemed absent without leave and will be locked out of online teaching tools. In Utah, rescue crews have been working to recover the bodies of four skiers buried in an avalanche Saturday. Four other skiers survived. Wayne Bassam, commander of the Salt Lake City Search and Rescue Team, says they used helicopters to hoist the survivors to safety.
Our main job now and focus is to bring closure to those individuals who are no longer with us.
It happened at Mill Creek Canyon, a popular recreation area. Utah's governor says avalanche danger remains high. You're listening to NPR News. Iran's supreme leader says the U.S. must lift all sanctions before Tehran will return to its commitment under the 2015 nuclear deal. Former President Trump reimposed sanctions on Iran in 2018 after pulling the U.S. out of the agreement. Amazon workers are set to vote about whether to form a union. From member station WBHM, Mary Scott Hodgen reports labor rights activists gathered in suburban Birmingham, Alabama over the weekend.
On a muddy field across from a gas station, dozens of activists rallied in the cold rain. They're calling for workers at an Amazon fulfillment center near Birmingham to vote yes on unionizing. One of those workers, Jennifer Bates, spoke at the rally.
And it's our time, not just here in Alabama in the city of Bessemer, all of the United States. It's time for us to take a stand, and it's time for us to speak out for unfair wages, unfair dignity.
Amazon asked to delay the union vote. That request was denied last week. Voting will begin Monday. Roughly 6,000 employees will have until the end of March to mail in their ballots. For NPR News, I'm Mary Scott Hodgen in Birmingham.
The 55th Super Bowl kicks off today in Tampa. 25,000 spectators will watch the Kansas City Chiefs play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That includes 7,500 vaccinated healthcare workers given free tickets by the NFL. For those at home, the head of the CDC is warning against big gatherings, saying already COVID outbreaks have occurred from football parties. I'm Amy Held in Washington, and you're listening to NPR News.